You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wait, I start now?
Yes.
Many states have firing carbon.
Oh my God, now my thing is going off. Hi guys, it's your host for RuPaul's Drag Race season 12, episode 3, no, episode 4. We're streaming live from home again. I am Jackie B. With me, as always, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello.
Ollie Drennan.
Hi.
And Jayla.
You guys can see me now. It's beautiful.
I can't see Jayla. Why is this doing this? Okay. Well, I don't know. Sorry, you guys. Thank you for standing with us with the technical difficulties. We'll probably be streaming home from home for a while. California is on a lockdown indefinitely, and then the city that we're in is on a lockdown for at least a month. So thank you guys for your patience, and we're really happy to see you in the chat room. Hi to Omar and Chucky Chuck and Tez, who was with us last week. Kenneth, thank you guys so much for joining us. If you comment on YouTube or comment on iTunes, you could be fan of the week. So please don't forget to do that. Give us a thumbs up, give us 5-star review, even if it's a shady 5-star review.
That is a worst place to be, you guys. Very.
So what were your initial thoughts on the episode?
I'll let Ollie go first. He looks so cute in his NASA shirt. I haven't seen you since, you know, the band. So yeah, you go first.
I'm going first?
Yeah.
Okay, I absolutely love the ball challenge. It's one of my favorite challenges to look forward to, almost more than so than like Snatch Game. It's a really good opportunity to see which queens are really going to bring it, because not only do they have to get two looks, they have to make a look. So we have to really see like their construction and their vision, their concepts really come to fruition. So I love this episode. It was great. I'm very obviously upset because my girl went home. We'll talk about it. But I really enjoyed this episode in quarantine life. I really needed it.
Well, we all love a good ball challenge. And I recently realized that they're starting to get the ball challenges, or they're starting to get like come up a lot earlier than we normally would. We would normally see them like a top 6 or 7 or 8-ish. But I guess that's kind of like going to be like the new like normality of it all, is like, can you hold your own? And we want to weed out the weak ones kind of fast. No shade to Rock saying like, if we put you to the test early, okay, next maybe, you know, Snatch Game, but not saying like it would be. Like, we want to weed out these people so we can for sure have, like, you know, the strongest of the strongest to be here.
Right. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Mark?
We know you have thoughts, Mark. We missed you.
Thank you. Thank you. I liked it. I thought, I agree with Ali. I like that there were more queens for the ball challenge. You know me, more balls are better balls.
I agree.
It's a little daunting having a three look challenge with when there's this many queens, because, you know, we, especially right now, we don't have any images to show you. And then we want to do all the queens justice. So that's a little bit, that always gets me in, not as a viewer, but as somebody who has to comment on it, because then we'd never have enough time. But let's talk about the mini challenge first, which was they all dressed up like bees and did bee dances, which was kind of random to me.
They were, it was for us, Jackie. It was for AfterBuzz. They were promoting AfterBuzz.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Drag Race. Thank you, RuPaul.
Thank you. But I just think, I do like that they pointed out that bees are an important part of the ecosystem. And it was funny to see them kind of all like bump.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
About, but I don't know. Other than that, I was like, I'm not sure what the point of this is. I know there's always a dance challenge, but
yeah. Now, mind you, when I watched this show, I was having my own little like viewing party, you know, contactless, mind you, because I was just very contactless viewing party, and I was like at Mickey's. Let's say I was at Mickey's, and I was having my cocktails, and I was just very like analyzing the whole bee thing. And I would have liked it better if it would have been like the bees from the Club Hive, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But the best thing that I liked was Rue's ad-libs during the dance competition. And so I've never seen so many bees in my life do cartwheels and splits. So this was definitely an experience for me, and I'm just like, I'm here for it. But I just felt like it was one of those things, like you say, we just get bored, feel it in.
Yeah. I know they usually have a dance challenge. It was just funny to me that the dance challenge happened to be bees. And in this one, when there's so many queens like this, for me, it is really hard to like tell who did better than the other, even if I rewatch it, which I did. So my comment on it was just Gigi winner question mark, because like I was like, I don't know what the criteria is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get the little shade when they go Sherry Pie and they scratch the record and wait, they go next thing. Did you see that?
No yeah. way. Did they
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look for that. That is hilarious.
Jeff Wilkins in the chat room said the same thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I need to go back.
Yeah. The thing I noticed was that Crystal, like, she can do a lot of makeup really fast because she had a lot of makeup in her quick drag. And I was like, wow, girl, you painted a lot. So the next thing that I want to discuss, of course, is the them getting ready in the workroom. We had Aiden kind of like not knowing what her outfit was until Jan was like, oh, that's a referee outfit. And she was like, sure, I'll go with that. And then Nikki, the thing that stood out to me was like Nikki being so funny backstage and all the queens like saying, or other queens like Jan saying, Nikki is funny. Like this isn't showing on the main stage, you know? So hopefully that, even though she did well in this challenge, it was just a looks challenge. So hopefully there's another opportunity for her to show her personality on stage.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I like Nikki. I think she's really funny.
I'm nervous.
I just don't want to talk over everybody because it's the connections. I'm just trying to wait my turn.
Okay.
It's your turn, Mark.
What were we talking about? The Aiden's look? Okay, look. Here's what I have to say about Aiden. I also appreciate simple aesthetics. I don't think you have to have every ball that Rogue gave you on a gown, rock them. That obviously doesn't make it a good gown. I mean, honestly, if you look at Jaden, who was in the top, she used one color ball. She didn't do anything profound other than one, like it's a short little look. It was just how she accessorized it and stuff. I think there's little things, like I think if, I mean, I'm not saying this would have made it better, but if she was wearing a boot, I think her tights are too pale. Like, I think if there were just little tweaks to her costume, I don't think it would, I don't think, personally, I thought there were other people that were worse than that. I don't know, I didn't hate it. I loved her first look too. I thought it was fantastic. So that's my two cents.
Yay!
All right, there you have it.
So for the first category was Lady Ballers, Title IX Realness. Mark liked the League of Her Own outfit, which I thought it needed a bit more oomph because it didn't actually, like, it resembled the League of Their Own outfit, but I was like, you could take that up a notch, you know, I don't know, make it stand out a little bit more.
I think the heart, it needed like a better harness, like I liked it, or maybe even like a hat, something a little bit more to make it stand out.
Yeah.
Or, that was my issue with it.
Yeah. I did think Crystal Method's bowling outfit was really cute.
Crystal should have been in the top.
Yeah.
I agree.
Hands down.
I agree. I love Crystal this week for sure.
Hands down.
And the sport, I mean, I don't know, this category, the sports outfits, I'm not too much into sports. So I don't know. They were just overall, I'm just like.
I do like some of the creative choices because obviously you can pick like football or soccer, but like I loved how Crystal did like bowling. Like no one would think of bowling really, but also like I really love Gigi's homage to Heather's with the croquet. I love that. So I like seeing like the creativeness of some of the queens. And I know it wasn't the best, but I did really like Rockham's like tetherball because that was really creative. Yeah, it needed a little bit more oomph in the actual outfit itself, but shout out to Rockham. I really enjoyed like just the theatric of it all and her baller look. So I just wanted to say that. I know it was a mess.
No one like those looks at all.
What?
Just me.
What?
Widow Bondu, no one's calling her.
I wrote horse riding. That's all I wrote.
Good. Okay.
Wait, what?
Most of the outfits, I was just like,
this is coffee. Outfit. I'm not drunk.
Most of them, I literally just wrote what they did. Like Gigi Good, I wrote croquet. Jan, soccer. Wait. Looks like Cruella de Vil.
So no one's going to appreciate Widow Bondu bringing the runway every ball.
I didn't like any of hers. I thought
well, her I liked her, very, the last her, one.
Her second one was, I was like, she walked out and I literally out loud went, what the blank? Like, it just didn't make sense to me. And the first one just looked like, literally looked, now that one looked like something you pulled out of a box from a costume store. Sorry.
The middle one looked like a bed sheet. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm stupid. What did, like the first one with the horse, what was the ball? Like, what was the ball in that? Was it just because it's sport? Like, I'm really dumb. Like, I don't understand.
Out of here.
Jockey.
Out of here.
Jayla, get your ass back. Jayla has left the chat.
I cannot believe you guys right now. Like,
no, Jayla.
tell us, Jayla.
Yeah, tell us why we're wrong.
Okay. I remember in the Basketball Wives Challenge was my most absolute favorite from her. Not
the one that looks like a bed sheet.
Okay. For the first time in Drag Race history, we are going to hit the shade button on Jackie. So let's go ahead and do that. I absolutely love and adored her basketball Vogue look. It was something that I wasn't expecting from her, because I'm expecting her to come out with these bright colors and the pigtails, the, you know, kind of sort of missing the mark. But I feel like she delivered for me. And I was really proud to see like her deliver. And I also put her down as a favorite for the Balls to the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember that one.
And no one, the Machu Picchu one. The Machu Picchu one. That's like, was this,
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate her Balls to the Wall. I didn't hate it.
Okay.
But I also, you know what though? Even, you know, saying what I said about Widow, even though I love Heather's and I get what Gigi was doing, I think if anybody else wore that and did that, they would have gotten red for just wearing a blazer and socks. I think because it was her doing it, it got a pass. I didn't like it. I didn't like her wife either. It was a fucking jacket. Sorry, I'm at home, so I forget that I'm... sorry, Bree. But I didn't like the 1 and 2 of Gigi at all. At all.
Okay. So what about Nikki Doll wearing football?
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
I like that, but that's only because it looked like Gaga's halftime show outfit, which, like, I don't know if I give that a pass or not, because for me, I was like, well, you just kind of copied Gaga's outfit from the halftime show that we all liked. So
it's a leotard.
But Mark likes leotards. See?
I'm never gonna tell you that somebody's look is bad because it's a leotard. If you can do a good, I liked Nikki's first look. It was of all of hers, I thought it was the challenge, and I liked it. I didn't love her Balls to the Wall. I get why she was in the top, but I didn't love it. I thought like her hair and her accessories could have elevated it more. But yeah.
Can we talk
about overall, I wasn't like, this is amazing. I just felt like it was kind of, okay. Which, in a sense, I kind of appreciate, because I don't want them to go out and do what other queens do and spend all this money to try to come out in a perfect outfit every time. I want to see them struggle to work to make it work, because that's what drag is like when you're not on Drag Race. You're putting stuff together, you're throwing stuff together, you're trying things out, you're doing all these things, pulling things from here and there, and trying to make a look out of nothing. So I'm not gonna like get mad about that. I just overall was kind of like, there were 1 and 2 here and there that I liked, but I didn't think there was one person that stood out other than Crystal. I thought Crystal should have been in the top, and in my opinion, the winner.
Okay. Now, this question goes out to all the people who are watching us or listening to us. You can listen, you know, this can be rhetorical if you need to. Did any of you like Jan's looks?
I did. Well, I liked, I know I'm not in the audience. But you guys will let us know too. You guys know I'm a Jan stan, but the first one, the soccer one, I didn't like, because I felt like it looked like Cruella DeVille. It didn't read as soccer to me. but I like the, I like that she did a tracksuit. J-Lo's gone.
We lost J-Lo again.
No, I'm like, everybody's like, they see me on live and they're like trying to call me at the same time. So it's just like, sorry.
I like that Jan did a tracksuit for the wives, because everybody kind of went the route of the wives have to look like super like feminine glam, but she did kind of more like the wife who's also into the sport glam, which I appreciated. And I liked her second look too. It was just the first one that I didn't like, but I like her general aesthetic of kind of like 90s bubblegummy look in general. So I think I'm like more primed to like what she's doing.
I liked it.
I most of the looks that I liked were actually like the basketball, or the, is that what it was called, basketball wise I'm trying to look at my notes. Basketball wise, yeah. So most of the looks that I liked were the basketball wives, except for I didn't like Aiden's, because she looked like she looked like Audrey from
she looked like the bride of Chucky. That's what she was giving me. That's not a bad thing. That's literally like what I got from her. It's not a bad thing. The look itself is kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like you just had to really keep, that's what I thought of. Like, I watched Basketball Wives, so I really like, you have to look like you should be on that show. And I love Jackie's Basketball Wives. That was my favorite. Yeah. I love the net with the back. Perfect, perfect. I don't really like Jackie's other looks this week, and I love Jackie. Love Jackie. But her basketball look was my favorite, along with Jada's, which I don't know why we're not talking about Jada, because Jada's looks were amazing this week, as they always are. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree.
Jada's, I agree. Gorgeous.
Wait, what?
I agree.
Thank God. I'm not crazy.
I think, though, like, so when we talk about the third category, the balls to the wall, there was too many people who had too much going on. I understand that it was like they interpreted it as like, put a lot of balls on your outfit, but I'm like, you don't need to look like you all fell into a ball pit, which I feel like too many people tried to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So
and especially your girl Rockham. I was like, mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I have to agree with you. That was really bad. It's like, you know, like, you have to also construct a look that you could possibly, like, lip sync. You have to take that in consideration. Like, I feel like these queens are going to make sure, like, if you're going to make that look, make sure that you can lip sync and perform in it as well, which we'll talk about it later. But, like, yeah, it was painful to watch for sure.
And Britta's outfit wasn't even balls. It was a pineapple that didn't look like a pineapple.
Right.
Which Mark loved.
Vanilla is
my favorite outfit. Yes.
Who?
Mark, you love the pineapple.
I
email yes, and he was like, "Guys, this is the best. It's the best outfit on Drag Race I've ever seen."
Are you drunk?
I am.
Cheers.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh my god, no. Okay, so Jada's look, the boss of the ball. Like, I feel like they should at least gave her some type of like crossover between Monet's sponge outfit.
Jada,
that's just me.
That was way better than the sponge dress. You know, I didn't like that sponge dress. I still don't like the sponge dress. It's
like a joke between them to be like, you know, but we didn't get it. So,
where Monet is like scrubbing Jada.
Yeah. Yes. Make it.
I mean, that was another outfit though that reminded me of a Gaga outfit. She wore that bubble outfit on Saturday Night Live,
right, and some other
things. So I loved it, but it was one of those things where it wasn't entirely original to me. But I do love Jada, so maybe I give her a pass for that.
I liked her third one. I feel like if anybody else came out in a jersey on the runway, they would have gotten red for it.
Wait,
I feel like it depends who wears it.
Who are you talking about? Jada?
Jada.
But what's her face? Jackie, she came out in like a jersey too with her lacrosse look.
But it was like made into a skirt. It wasn't an actual Jackie's? Lacrosse outfit.
It looked pretty lacrosse-y. I don't know.
It was a skirt, girl.
Was it though?
Yeah.
It wasn't a skirt. It was a kiln.
It was a skort. It was a skort.
It was a skort. It was the skort we all wanted.
Well, I will have to say this. I agree with Mark. Crystal, hands down, to me, was amazing this week. I keep falling in love with her. I feel like she is so underrated by the judges. She did what Michelle asked her to do. She's still like incorporating her makeup, but she's still lessening it. And I don't even think she needs to necessarily do that personally. They're just finding something for Crystal to, because I feel like they don't want her to be at the end or something. I don't know. They're trying to create a storyline for her. But she was amazing. Like all three of those looks were completely different. You could say like those are three different queens, but it's Crystal method for crying out loud with the big lips. But I loved all of her looks. I'm so upset she is not in the top. I feel like you could have replaced her with Nikki, but I was very disappointed because I loved all three of her looks.
I did not like her Basketball Wives look because
that was perfect.
The bra top was all messed up. I mean, it really bothers me when the queens like make like really bad wonky boob padding choices, and the bra on top was just really messed up. So I got too distracted by that and didn't like it. I feel like I would have liked it if it fit better. Mm. You know, I like that she went like a Paris Hilton kind of route, which not a lot of people did or nobody else did. But I just didn't think it fit well. So that was my only issue. Very what?
Paris Ramada.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
I kind of wish she uglied it up a little bit, like put more makeup on for that look in particular. Because then it would have been more, I don't know, it would have been less, I don't know. It would have stood out a little bit more, if anything, I don't know. But I still like all her looks.
I mean, I don't watch like Basketball Wives stuff. But in my head, when I picture Basketball Wives, Jackie Cox and Crystal Method were the only two that I got Basketball Wives from. Other people I got Wives, but Basketball Wives I didn't get from anybody else. Those were the only two that I felt really nailed that part of the challenge.
I don't know. I feel like Jan had a Basketball Wives thing. Tracksuit going on, like it was like a 90s Basketball Wife maybe, but I still got that. But anyway, let's talk about the lip sync. What did you guys think of this lip sync, which I stopped watching and then had to like go back? It was just I felt so bad for Rockham because it was just so bad. Like she was not actually lip syncing and then her dress was falling apart as it was happening. I was like watching it like this, you know?
Yeah. Well, shout out to Leslie Jones for first and foremost for like cheering. Sorry, Jayla, for cheering her on. I thought that was really so phenomenal of her for being a guest judge and how invested she is in the show. And I think there needs to be more guest judges like that. They're actual fans and are actually invested in some of these queens. So sorry, Jayla, what you were saying?
I was telling you that I told y'all these lip syncs were set up. So I feel like they, like, y'all knew who really should have been in the bottom, but for the sake of this show, we can't put them there.
Mm.
We'll just, you know, donating.
But you're saying Aiden should have replaced Britta?
I didn't say that. I said y'all know.
I do think Aiden should have been in the bottom, but that's just me.
I mean, I feel like Rock still would have went home if whoever it was because of her outfit. Like it was just a mess. Aiden probably still would have sent her home, honestly. And Britta could move in her outfit, and she is a performer. She has all the facial expressions, and Rockham was struggling.
I feel like if you add up what was wrong with everybody's looks that were in the bottom, I think the right two people were in the bottom. If those are your bottom two, you might have an opinion on who else you think should have been in the bottom, blah, blah, blah. But if we're going by just who Rue chose as the bottom, I just think Britta's wife costume wasn't a wife costume. Her pineapple, I literally had to get up from my couch and go up close to look to see where the balls were. I was like, are there balls on this? And I love that I get to say balls so much today.
You just really wanted to see Britta's balls, Mark.
I did. I wanted to see Britta's balls. There it is. Tweet it out.
I have my 4K HD TV and I could not see the balls either.
I couldn't either. But you know what? I can see all of you guys watching right now. So go ahead and thumbs up. Thank you guys so much for being so invested into this show. And we all love you in the live chat. Who's all in the live chat right now?
Chucky Chuck, Aaron. Kenneth, Aaron, Tez. Who else? Jeff Wilkins.
Prince Rico Suave.
Like yeah. That name.
I know. DeTwine.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I also want to take a quick moment to talk about how awesome Leslie Jones was, because she should be on the show more often. She was just so, she was so enthusiastic and so excited. And you can tell she's a real fan of the show, which is also helpful, because I feel like when she came back and talked to them in Untucked, she actually gave them really good, like positive feedback, which I like to see, because it's like she gave feedback from the point of view of someone who is a fan of the show and not just feedback of like, oh, I'm here and like maybe I've seen an episode or two or I don't know what I'm talking about.
I didn't say that she hated anything there.
Like, oh my God. Can you please do it, Jayla? Please do Nikki, please, for a second.
I hate your hair and makeup right now.
Yeah. I'm done.
Why did you look at me when you said that, Jayla?
That is not a joke. That is like, who are you? Okay, move on.
Yes, shout out to Leslie Jones. She's amazing.
Yes,
I feel like there was actually like petitions by fans to actually like make her like a, I don't know if it's gonna happen, but there were actual petitions. People want her to be like a permanent judge, and I would sign that petition. Send me the link because she was awesome.
And she had a good point of saying, you know, because like Aiden was saying, I'm from this small town, it's harder than me, and like Leslie Jones is like, I'm from Compton. I had to use my personality to get to where I am today. And she was encouraging Aiden to do so. But it's like, that's the same for a lot of queens who are people's favorites on those shows. It's like, they might be like somebody you never heard of before, but because their personality is so engaging, like the fans just like really respond to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had the pleasure of listening to the What's the Tea podcast. With Leslie Jones. It was the same one with Nicki Minaj. So they did like a two-parter or whatnot. And listening to Leslie Jones's story and all the things that she's been through, like, she deserves to be the hype-ass brand. She deserves to receive all these things that she, you know, coming her way because of all the things that she had to put up with. And she never let her life of adversity be her character. And she never clung on to it or let that be her narrative. So that's why we love her so much, because, you know, she is that perfect example of what a diamond in the rough truly, like, you know, exemplifies.
Mm-hmm. And her enthusiasm is, like, infectious. I just remember, like, when she was tweeting about the Olympics and then they invited her to come and be, like, a commentator on the Olympics because, like, people, it was almost as engaging watching the Olympics. You wanted to like also see what Leslie Jones was saying about it because she was having such a blast, you know?
Yeah.
Any last thoughts before we move on to some predictions and other things?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Watching this episode makes me very, very emotional because my heart goes out to the girls over in the UK. Every time I hear a cash tip goes out, breaks my heart to see girls punch the air knowing that they ain't getting
and the cash tips just keep getting better, and it's like, sorry, y'all got a $10 pin.
Oh my god.
I was gonna say one other thing too. I was gonna comment on Rue's look on the runway because I thought she looked absolutely phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
I feel like she's looked her best this season.
Yeah. Is that her season 13 outfit?
What's that?
That's her season 13 outfit, I think. when she does the audition. The audition video for season 13.
Oh, interesting. I think.
Oh, so we'll see that in like a promo, right?
For season 13. Like they were casting that video.
Oh.
Before.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's the right one, but I mean, that's how she does it. She shoots it the next season and during her taping of the new season.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay. Fan of the week is our fans of the week. Nightsteed, Jesus, and Let It Be Written. So congrats, you guys. Thanks for commenting. You're fans of the week. Mark, what was the quote of the week?
Quote of the week goes to anything out of Leslie Jones's mouth.
Yeah. Make her permanent judge.
Yeah.
Yes. And I have an honorable mention quote when Jan went to Aiden and looked at her outfit and said, it's a two-colored corset with a couple of droopy balls.
Well, you know what? Since you brought up Jan, I was going to make a comment too about she in the confessional says that it's just a corset with some drippy balls. But when they cut to the workroom and Aiden comes up to her and says something, she's like, oh, it's not about how much, it's about your concept. So you're going to sit in the room and talk about how you don't think it is. But when she comes up to you and asks your opinion, you're going to tell her to keep it the way it is. Just saying. Just saying.
Maybe that's her way of getting rid of the competition.
I was going to say that. And that is not the case. That's a
shame. Who's going home next?
That's not what she's doing.
Well,
she ain't that smart.
I think I called it. I called last week. I said one of those girls, did I say Rockham's going home?
Did you?
I got to watch it back. I couldn't remember. I think I called this week's elimination.
Probably.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe Holly, you did.
I might have. I don't remember, but I feel like I have. But predictions on next week. I think who's going home? It's time for Heidi.
Girl, I don't know.
I think it's gonna be Aiden.
I don't think so.
I
think Aiden's gonna be here another week or two.
I would say Aiden. I would agree with Jackie.
Mark, who do you think?
Next week?
Yeah.
I think it'll be somebody unexpected.
Oh, okay.
Brenna.
I don't know. I just don't think it's gonna be Aiden.
Okay. Fair enough. Do you guys have any other thoughts, news and gossip before we go?
Well, they're filming. Aren't they filming Drag Race UK too right now?
Yeah.
There's that. Hopefully that's I wish them all the best with everything that's going on in the world with that because
I'm surprised that they are still filming because there's not a lot of filming happening in general.
Right. Yeah. So it's sad that that's happening right now.
I know.
The only news I have is I ate all of my quarantine snacks. So what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. But
well, shout out to Jayla News. You were in Forbes, your article.
Yes.
Oh, honey, that old thing. No, just kidding.
We are proud of you. Dropping on your birthday. It's nothing.
I really appreciate it, and I hope that everybody gets a chance to read the article. Go on my Instagram. I put it in my link in my bio so you can get a little bit about what Batme Cosmetics is, past, present, and future, and a little bit about me. So I thank you guys so much.
I love you.
And it was And it was Ollie and J-Lo's birthdays last week, so wish them a happy birthday collectively.
Quarantine turn up.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we thank you for your patience with our home technology, and we hope to see you next week, same time, same place. Oh, and where can the people find you? You can find me on all platforms, 123 Jackie B. Mark?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the Mark J. Freeman, or my lavish drag life at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
Yes. And you can watch me flex on the gram. Follow me at Who is Jayla Roxas? 2X3. Thank you, nasty.
Yes. And you can find me on lockdown on Instagram and Twitter at Ollie Dreamer. Yay!
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.